This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Finders Keepers by The Soul Children. It is 5:39. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair of the news team for today's Keep In View. So today we're talking about Japan and its recent decision to release water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea. Danya, what's the story?
Yeah, so of course in 2011, there was the tsunami and earthquake that triggered the nuclear accident at the plant. And ever since then, about 1.2 million tons of water has accumulated at the site. And over the past few years, there's been a lot of discussion about what should be done. So finally, you know, last week, the Japanese government announced that they plan to release the contaminated water into the Pacific Ocean. Not all at once, obviously. They need some time to treat the water, so they hope to start doing that in about 2 years' time. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says the move is the most realistic option and that it is unavoidable if they do want to achieve Fukushima's recovery. The plant's operator as well as government officials have assured that, you know, all the safety procedures will be carried out, you know, to make sure that it's safe. Any radioactive materials will be eliminated before it's released back into the sea. And when you look at materials like tritium, this is a material that you can't really eliminate it all at once, but if it's in small concentrations, it's pretty harmless to health, human health. And the government has also pointed out that, you know, this is a practice that we commonly see in other power plants across the world. But, you know, despite these insurances, Japan has faced heavy criticism, specifically from Korea and China. They both denounced the plan as irresponsible. China's foreign ministry famously said last week, Japanese politicians said treated wastewater is innocent, so why don't they drink, cook and wash clothes with the water, you know, before they carry out this plan. We also see other environmentalist groups, you know, telling the government to store the water a bit longer. They're a bit concerned about whether the filtration is actually safe. But, you know, some suggestions have said that you should store it outside the plant, nearby areas. But it's probably not going to be really welcomed by residents who haven't really forgotten the 2011 incident.
So there's clearly some disagreement about whether this is the right move. But do we actually know how it's going to impact Fukushima and the surrounding areas?
So even when we come to this, there's still a lot of debate, even in the science community. In 2018, when this was still being discussed, Sean Burney, a senior nuclear specialist with Greenpeace Germany, you know, he regularly visited the site and he said that a proportion of radioactive tritium had the potential to deliver a concentrated dose to cell structures. So that could affect plants, animals or humans. And he also explained that the dilution that the Japanese government has suggested does not avoid this problem. And on the other hand, we also have Geraldine Thomas, an Imperial College expert on radiation. And she, on the other hand, said tritium does not pose any health risk. And, you know, we should be more concerned about things that are already in seawater, like mercury, more than anything else that comes from the Fukushima site. And she also went on to say, you know, to prove her point, that she does not have any problems eating Fukushima seafood. But, you know, I think while we're still waiting on more information on the impact that this could have, one of the main concerns is how this could deal a further blow to the fishing industry in Fukushima, which also opposed this measure, you know, for the past few years. In 2010, before, you know, the earthquake and tsunami happened, the industry generated about 11 billion yen. But in 2018, they reported about 796 million yen, which is only about 7% of what they earned in 2010. So most fishermen at this point, they're really, you know, afraid of what this could do to any progress that they've seen in the past 10 years. Because even if, you know, the claims that, you know, that the radioactive material isn't safe, it could, you know, harm any progress they've made in building confidence in their products.
Yes, it sounds like a very complex issue. And I think public perception is everything here, right? We've been talking about the potential impact, both environmental as well as in terms of public perception, of Japan's decision to release water accumulated in the Fukushima site into the surrounding sea. Let us know what your thoughts are on this. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.